Blog Talk Radio.
All right. Thank you for tuning in to Locker Talk on the Baptist News Radio Network, where you hear about NFL stars of tomorrow, today. I'm your host, Barry Barnes, founder and CEO of Locker-Report.com. And you guys can always reach out to me at any one of my social handles on Twitter at Locker_Report, Facebook, LockerReport.com, and also Locker Talk Podcast on Facebook and on Instagram at Locker Report 100, all in small caps. Thank you a lot for tuning in. I hope everyone is safe in their environment, whether they're at work or at home or wherever their place of refuge right now. So hopefully everyone is safe, and thank you for tuning in so you can get more insight on what I like to say, the NFL within the NFL. Again, my name is Barry Barnes. Thanks a lot for tuning in. And for the past several weeks, we've been talking about promoting small school talents, primarily from the FCS and also Division II. And we talked about every player from position on down, from the quarterbacks, wide receivers, running backs, defensive ends, linebackers, you name it. We broke down those players that potentially can be invited to the NFL Regional Combine Invitational in 2021. But last week, we shifted over to the HBCU program. We switched over to their platform to really highlight the players from the historical black colleges and university, knowing that this year would have been the first year for the HBCU Combine to actually been set up for the HBCU brand, because, in essence, the HBCU community, as far as their players, really do not have a platform where it can cater to these special young talented men that primarily get looked over every year. Now, granted, like all small schools or lower division type talent, it's not like a robust grouping of players that get overlooked every year. That is not the case. However, there are some players that get overlooked, and frankly, there's some schools that don't even really garner the type of attention that most schools require. And meaning the HBCU football is one of those platforms where a lot of scouts don't really pay too much attention to. They pretty much just highlight certain players that may have got a buzz going on, and they want to just follow the trend, especially the media, want to follow the trend of who's the next big thing that may come from the school. And then after that, just because no one really want to go out to these schools or really evaluate these players, all of a sudden players that are talented, that can earn the opportunity to get in front of NFL scouts, not necessarily trying to get to the NFL. It's not getting to the NFL right away. The point is that you got to first take steps. You want to be able to be talented enough to get in front of NFL scouts. And then after you get in front of NFL scouts, then you get to the next level and get invited to a workout. And then from there, hopefully you get drafted or you sign as undrafted free agents. So it is a process, but the first process is to at least get in front of NFL scouts to show that this players can have an opportunity if being known or actually given an opportunity to show what they can do, that they can actually get a workout. Now, considering what's going on with the crisis that the country is facing with the pandemic of the COVID-19, we have schools, major schools, that's still going to play, and they're going to pretty much construct their schedule to only play conference games, which is okay. They're going to have football. They're going to move forward, which is great. But you have small schools. But for instance, for what we're doing here in Locker Talk, focusing on what NFL football operations have put in place, and what they have put in place is the HBCU Combine. Didn't have it this year for the workout. Looking to have the workouts next year. But as we all know, last week we talked about the SI SIAC and the CIAA conference, primarily Division II level, that hosts HBCU schools, has suspended their fall sports. And also last week, the major HBCU schools with the MEAC and the SWAC, they suspended their fall sports, including football, for the fall. They may pick it up in the spring. We don't know. And in my honest opinion, I doubt if they play football. I'll be shocked if they did play football in the spring. But at the same time, that's where the conflict comes in. Now, the NFL is not going to push back their scouting combine out of February. They're not going to push back their draft that's going to be held in April. In essence, when we look at the scouts and when we look at the teams right now, let me be honest with you, you know, not going to, you know, sugarcoat it by any means, that if the small school programs don't play this year, let me be honest with you, scouts are really not going to worry about crying over spilled milk on that situation, because the major programs are going to play. And as long as they have the major programs going to playing, they're going to have the scouting combine, they're going to have their draft, because honestly, that's where your majority of your better talented players are. So they'll be happy knowing that the major schools are going to play. But will they miss the small school teams? Yes, but they're not going to lose no sleep over it. That's just fact. And when we have the schools that's going to cancel their play for the fall and regardless that are going to play in the spring, hopefully nothing's going to stop the NFL from moving forward, meaning that if they play in the spring, these players are going to miss the workouts. They're going to miss the combines. And if they do come out with a spring schedule, we don't know if it's going to fall right in place right before the NFL draft. All these things we do not know. Everything has been suspended. But I'm going to look at it towards a situation where they probably will not play, but some things have to be put in place. And if things are put in place properly, the NFL already have put that stake in the ground with the HBCU combine. And if the players don't play, there are players out there that still should get a chance to get in front of scouts. And this is what the HBCU combine is going to allow. Because if they did not have the HBCU combine, which was filtered and instituted by the NFL regional, started by NFL football operations, these players for this year, HBCU school players, won't even have not even a shot to get to the NFL. So thank goodness for the HBCU combine. We're looking forward to, operations looking forward to having the workouts next year. And when they have these workouts, at least there will be some players out there that can actually have an opportunity to be able to get in front of scouts, which is phase one. And then after that, hopefully they get a workout with a team. And then when the draft comes, hopefully some will get drafted. Not holding my breath there, but at least sign as undrafted free agents. You listen to Locker Talk on the Bachelor News Radio Network, where you hear about NFL stars of tomorrow today. Now, today we're going to focus on some offensive players. We talked about defensive players last week. We started talking about with the quarterbacks. Today we're going to wrap up pretty much the rest of the offensive players. Hitting in for the HBCU combine workout, potentially can be invited to the HBCU combine. And noticing that with the changes that's being made right now for this year, and for the players that's under the sound of my voice or people who may know someone that's playing in one of these schools, the only thing I just want to say, listen, stay in shape. Don't get ready, be ready. Because if your name is called and if you're allowed an opportunity to get in front of scouts or be invited to the HBCU combine, you want to make sure that you guys are physically fit, ready to rock and roll, because it's going to be showtime, and you don't want to be in a situation where it's a disappointment and then all of a sudden you have scouts and team personnel, true NFL decision makers, looking at a situation where they think, is this combine worth it, because hardly nobody here is really that good. So hopefully that won't be the case. So I want you guys to make sure you are prepared, that you're ready to go, that you're ready to play, ready to give the best workout in your life, your best job interview for the rest of your life, because it's going to be get down time, and I hope for you guys to be ready. So it's very important that you guys stay fit and ready to go. Now, just to give a little bit of context and history, in regards to the NFL regional combine platform, in regards to the HBCU programming. Now, dating back to 2014, there were 16 teams, institutions that were represented by HBCU players. And out of those 16 schools, 12 players were able, from the HBCU program, were able to sign with an NFL team at some capacity. Demetrius Rainey from Tennessee State, I believe in 2016, he was the first HBCU player who came through the NFL Regional Combine platform that was drafted, and he was drafted by the Los Angeles Rams. So that is one, that is a major fact there when we look at the HBCU programs, had how they used the NFL Regional Combine as a spot to actually get their players looked at by NFL teams. So there was definitely some success there. So let me take that back. As a matter of fact, it was in 2014 when Demetrius Rainey was drafted by the Los Angeles Rams. He was drafted in the 7th round, 250th overall, from out of Tennessee State. So he was the first player from the HBCU program to be drafted via the NFL Regional Combine. Now, another thing, just a recap. Instead of saying it was 16 schools, it was actually was 12. There was 12 institutions, HBCU institutions, that had used the platform of the NFL Regional Combine dating back to 2014. That's when locker-report.com started to cover the platform. But out of those 12 schools, 16 players were able to get in front of NFL scouts and get invited and signed with an NFL team at some capacity. Now, along with Rainey, and we had Joel Davis, who was a wide receiver from Bethune-Cookman. He came through the process in 2018, where he signed with the New York Giants, and then he later signed with the Green Bay Packers. Very talented young man. And then before him, Stanback, running back from Virginia Union. He came through the process in 2016. And currently, right now, in the NFL, by via of the NFL Regional Combine platform, Stanback is the only HBCU player that came through that platform that is who is currently in the NFL right now. He's right now a running back from the Las Vegas Raiders. He got signed by the team after the season, of course, and been there ever since. Will Stanback is a very solid running back. His first year in the Canadian League last year, I tell you, he was fantastic. He really showed that he can play on a high level. And from talking to this young man several times, going to his workouts when he was also invited to the Pro Player Combine in 2018, and the sad part about that workout, he kind of pulled up on his hamstring. And the first thing that came to my mind was, you know, I hope that this is not the end. And William definitely took it hard. He started off as a fantastic workout that day. And when he pulled up limping, running, doing one of the passing drills for the running backs, that's when he pulled up. He was definitely, you know, sobering, was devastated, you know, definitely went to console him, to encourage him, to let him know that it's not the end because the talent is there. Clearly the teams, all 32 teams are here to see you play. But unfortunately, when that happened, it took him some time to get healed, but as soon as he got healed, he signed with a Canadian team. I believe it was Montreal, had a fantastic year last year. Then they allowed him to pursue his ultimate goal to get to the NFL, where he signed with the Raiders. And I really believe that with that backfield, knowing that he's that brawler, knowing that the league do not mind having multiple running backs, I think that he'll have a shot making that squad this year. And I'm definitely pulling for him, looking for him to come on to Locker Talk sometime soon. You know, as soon as they get everything, all that protocols and stuff situated by the league, hitting into training camp. So I'm looking forward to him coming on to Locker Talk. We're going to take a quick pause. When we come back, we're going to talk about some offensive players from the HBCU Combine to watch out for. Everyone, make sure you stay in tune. This is Locker Talk on the Bachelor News Radio Network.
If you want real discussions on politics, social issues, racial issues, and other topics, then tune into the Bachelor News Radio Show. Listen live every Monday and Thursday from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern at blogtalkradio.com. And if you miss the show, you can listen every Monday through Saturday at 8 a.m. and 3 p.m. Eastern, and every Sunday at 5 a.m. and 3 p.m. at thebachelornews.airtime.pro. Listen and be informed. Tune in to You and the Law with Chief Virgil Green and Chief Keith Humphrey. The show focuses on law enforcement and their relationship with the black community while letting you know your legal rights as a citizen when confronted by the police. Listen live every Tuesday night from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern at blogtalkradio.com and the podcast every Monday through Sunday at 4 a.m. and 6 p.m. Eastern at thebachelornews.airtime.pro.
All right, welcome back to the Locker Talk on the Bachelor News Radio Network, where you hear about NFL stars of tomorrow, today. I'm your host, Barry Bonds, founder and CEO of Locker-Report.com. And you guys can always reach out to me, any one of my social handles, on Twitter at Locker_Report, on Instagram, Locker Report 100, all small caps, on Facebook, Locker Report.com, and also check me out on Locker Talk Podcast on Facebook. And just a little heads up that the site, Locker-Report.com, is under construction right now, getting some things added, some more templates added to the system. So eventually, you know, the site will be rocking and rolling. And there are a lot of names of players who I do not talk about on this show, but are notable. You'll find them in the articles. So as soon as the site is up, make sure you tune in, check it out, read the content on there. I'm going to have a blister of content pumping the airways real soon through Locker-Report.com. Now, as you hear with the commercials, Bachelor News Radio Network is growing month by month, basically. So make sure you guys stay tuned in. We cover everything from, you know, sports, religion, entertainment, social matters, anything you can think of. We have programming and set it up every time, like the Donaldson Files with Tom Donaldson and Coco Koshny. Coco and Tom discuss politics from the left and the right, which gives us the entertainment news, and also they will always have guests. You check them out and listen to them every Tuesday and Wednesday from 6 to 7 Eastern Standard Time. And if you guys ever want to be interested into having your own show or advertising, make sure you shoot an email at labachelor40@gmail.com. And that's labachelor40@gmail.com. And also, just give you a little heads up that make sure you guys tune in to the bachelornews.airtime.pro, where you can hear this show every day at 2 o'clock. Every day you can always check out Locker Talk on the Bachelor News Radio Network, but also catch it on the bachelornews.airtime.pro at 2 o'clock. So make sure you guys check it out. If you miss me at 9 o'clock Friday mornings, you can always play, or you can always go and check everything out on Facebook when I upload the show. Now, with all that good stuff being said, now we're going to get to what the show is all about, highlighting talented players. And this is the moment that I really enjoy, because one thing with the changes that's going on in this world, and like I said during the first part of the show, that we have schools, conferences that's going to suspend their fall play for the year. The MEAC, the SWAC, the SIAC, CIAA, primarily conference that have HBCU schools, they're going to suspend their play for the year, but that will not stop the process of evaluating talent. There are talent that's out there. We definitely want to hit home runs with these guys, promote them, talk about them. So, in essence, these guys potentially could be invited to the HBCU Combine, which will be held next year. And despite if they play in the spring or not, they did not say when or how they're going to put it together. They just suspend it. But if they don't play at all, there are players that still should garner an opportunity to get in front of NFL scouts. And this is what this whole breakdown of what this show is all about, to really focus on the talents of players that probably wouldn't normally get overlooked, but they're not going to get overlooked here on locker-4.com. So we're going to get right to it. Last week, we talked about really focus a lot more on the quarterbacks and one of the fine running backs that's out there. Now we're going to get into some good stuff here with some more players to highlight and talk about. Jermaine Martin from North Carolina State A&T. Now, Mr. Martin himself is a dynamo, 5'10", 206 pounds. Now, when we watch this young man play and the way how he moves fluently in traffic, he's great between the tackles, love running between the tackles. It's like if he get hit by someone, it just gives him more fuel to the fire. It makes him run fast, makes him run harder. So between the tackles, this young man is great. And I don't use that word great lightly. He really is. He's very shifty. He's explosive. He has breakaway speed. If he takes off, chances are you are not going to catch him. The defender's not going to run him down. He's very patient, and he follows his blockers very well, but at the same time, he does not hesitate to hit the holes. He has great feet, great hands. Solid stop, start, and go, meaning that as soon as he's running, if he sees someone coming, he can stop and start back up and go without losing his acceleration. The speed is always going to be there. So he's very solid in that area, which is very important if he was trying to get to the next level with the NFL. He's great around the edge. If he get around the edge, he's going to really take off and really own that part of the field. So getting around the edge is definitely one of the strengths. You definitely want to try to keep him contained, keep him bottled up. Although he's really good between the tackles, you still want to make sure that he don't get to the outside. If he get to the outside, you kiss him goodbye. Very strong, great balance and control, solid pad level. He get those pads down, and he can take the big hit. He has bounce, and he also can handle the pressures that go along with being that ball carrier for any team in the NFL. So Jermaine Martin, North Carolina State, A&T, watch out for him. Isaiah Tuten from North Carolina Central, 5'9", 195 pounds. Kid is really exciting to watch. I really enjoy watching his tapes out there. I would say to wrap him, his talent set up as being slippery. He's tough, very physical, has great pad level, hides behind his blockers very well. Since he's 5'9", he can stay low to the ground behind his blockers, and then as soon as he sees a gap or he sees some daylight, he's taking off. He has solid stop, start, and go as well. Very, very good in that area. Very elite level style there. Very shifty, very elusive. He has great speed, and also he is good between the tackles as well. Great in space. That's the part that's really dangerous. He's great in space, and also he has a good plant and go, meaning that he can stop on a dime and then take off. He's really solid in that area, and when you look at him, it may look like that he really don't have that, but he do. He has decent hands out the backfield, and believe it or not, he's a decent blocker. He's a decent blocker. Now, you don't really see too many running backs in the league that can block very well. That's a good element that he brings. He has solid awareness and vision. He's all about team business. He's not a rah-rah guy, not by himself. He's all about team business. He is a workaholic, serious about the game, a student in the game. He also had breakaway speed. So this kid right here is really, really lethal. So watch out for Totson out of North Carolina Central. Now, Morehouse College was one of those teams that had suspended their play for the fall early on. They was out the gate basically saying that they was going to suspend their play for the fall. And football clearly is one of those fall sports. But they have a young man there that's really good. His name, Santo Dunn, 5'8", 190 pounds. This kid is very special, very slippery, very elusive, very agile, really shifty. He have great speed. especially coming from the backfield. His speed is not going to compare him to nobody in the NFL because he never played the NFL down yet, but his speed can translate to the NFL, hands down. He's hard to see and hard to adjust to. Now, that can be a major weapon for any offensive team, knowing that they have to go up against a running back who they will not be able to see in that backfield. And plus, he get himself even lower. So these guys can't see him. They don't know if he's going to go to the left and to the right. And it's hard to really lock in on him. The right team, the right situation can use this skill set, and Dunn can be extremely, extremely difficult to defend in the NFL and can be an asset to that team that's looking to get over the top in their running game. So that is an element he'll go for. Now, his stop, start, and go is not great. It's actually excellent. Next level talent in that area by far. He drives with his hips, very strong, has soft hands, can catch out the backfield. He's a solid pass catcher from out the backfield. That is a clear element. I think right now he's probably the best running back in the HBCU platform that can catch out the backfield on an elite level. Very versatile, very fiery, have the power, very calculated, dangerous between the tackles, excellent in space, has burst. He's solid in the screen game, very instinctive, clearly not easy to bring down, and on special teams as a return specialist, he will be a steal. So watch out from this young man with Dunn coming out of Morehouse College. He is definitely someone that should get in front of NFL scouts. A couple of notables, we have LeBron Morris from South Carolina State and also Sean McFarlane from Norfolk State, 6'2", 235 pounds. He's pretty much a tweener between a fullback and a tight end. So there are some other notables from out the backfield. Wide receiver, not going to get to all of them today, but we're going to get to a couple today. And one of the young men that jump off the page for me is Akil Greer from St. Augustine University. What can I say about this young man? 6'4", 195 pounds. His route running is superb. He is a solid route runner. Good combo, he's more of a good combination type wide receiver. The best thing about him is that he make hand catches. He do not allow the ball to come to his body. He make hand catches. He snatches the ball out the air. He's very aggressive with the ball. If you look at his tape, one of the things that jumped off the page for me is that I don't know too much about their quarterback position or what their quarterback situation at St. Augustine. But a lot of times the balls were either thrown short or Greer had to always make adjustments to the ball. It wasn't like the balls had came to him on target or hit him in stride on a consistent basis. A lot of times he had to make adjustments to the ball, come back to the ball, which says a lot about him, showing that he's focused and he's very calculated. His fundamentals are very solid. So he's aggressive to the ball, like I said, has great feet, solid hands, very, very, very calculated, concentrates. Most importantly, he's very disciplined, have good awareness. He know how to get to his spot. He's not going to try to make something that if it's not there, he's not going to try to force it, only if he knows that he has an opportunity to do so. He knows how to find those holes in the defense. He's really good against zone defenses, the zone coverage of the NFL. He'll find those spots, and he'll get to a spot to make that play. He also, for his size, 6'4", can line up in a slot and be very dangerous in a slot, being that big target, almost like a tight end in situations on the field. He has good speed, soft hands. Akil Greer, St. Augustine University, they definitely have someone there to watch out for. So definitely watch out for this young man coming in. Now, another young man who's pretty much a notable, don't have a lot of tape on him, with Brandon Smith from Fairville State, 5'9", 190 pounds. And then you have Harry Baylor III from Arkansas Pine Bluff, 6'3", 205 pounds, who transferred from Missouri. Last year, he amassed over 900 yards off of 52 receptions and 10 touchdowns. That's pretty good, knowing in limited time. Thank you guys for tuning in to Lock and Talk. We'll hear about NFL stars of tomorrow. We're focusing totally on HBCU football players. HBCU football matters. We're going to continue to talk about this platform. knowing that their play had been suspended into the fall. Next week, we're going to wrap up the rest of the wide receivers, and then we're going to get into the offensive linemen. Thank you for tuning in. I'm your host, Barry Barnes, founder and CEO of LockerDashSport.com. Like I said, the site is under construction, but it should be up real soon. But make sure you guys tune in next week. And also, don't forget to go and check out BachelorNewsRadioNetwork.airtime.pro to listen to the show every day at 2 o'clock. Everyone stay safe. Be blessed. Talk to you guys soon.